Your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ implemented the third phase of its mandatory e-filing of tax returns on January 1, 2017. The group now being mandated to e-file their GCT returns are medium taxpayers who are classified by annual sales of $150 million to $1 billion, annual tax payments of $30 million to $500 million. This will be done via the Jamaica Tax Portal at jamaicatax.gov.jm in this phase. The change now requires this group of taxpayers to file their monthly GCT returns online and will take effect in January 2017 when the December 2016 return is due. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we take a look at obtaining a license to play music. When you listen to music, what do you hear? Soul-shaking lyrics? A sick beat? That one line that resonates with you? Well, what you may not realize is that you're also hearing the artistry of the composers, engineers, producers, writers, and artists who collaborate to produce the single or album. Much like any piece of intellectual property, creators of music are entitled to compensation whenever their work is used. The Jamaica Music Society, JAMS, is a licensing body that performs an intermediary role between those who want to use music and those who own the music. General Manager for JAMS, Evan Mullings, says the organization enables music users to get a license to play music legitimately.
When we talk about music users, we're really and truly talking about the wide spectrum of music users ranging from radio broadcasters, TV broadcasters, cable operators, down to public performances, you know, which covers, of course, your restaurants, your bars, your nightclubs, and, of course, events and many others.
JAMS has been in operation since 2007 and provides licenses based on the scale or size of an event. It's also important to understand that business owners who play ambient music in their establishments ought to have a license to play.
Someone who operates, say, a restaurant, who they play music in their restaurant as background music, which there's great value to that, by the way, or even in a pharmacy or a supermarket, those music users apply for a license, an annual license. And when we obtain that application, we then process it. And by virtue of, for instance, whether it's the square footage of the supermarket or the seating capacity of the restaurant or bar, we're then able to identify or determine the applicable annual license fee.
Promoters and event organizers will need a license from JAMS for one-off events, such as parties or dances. Though JAMS is based in Kingston, the organization provides a system where persons outside of the parish can conveniently access and pay for their licenses.
For persons out in the rural areas, the process is equally simple. You make the phone call, we're then able to send it to you. After we've screened you and taken the details, we're able to send to you a text message. And by that text message, you get a unique number, which you then take to Paymaster. You make a payment there, and you receive the JAMS permit and the receipt same place at Paymaster.
Getting a license from JAMS can take up to 15 minutes after visiting the office located at 7 Stanton Terrace, filling out an application form, having it processed, and paying the prescribed fee. To find out more about the Jamaica Music Society, visit their website at jammsonline.com or call 978-3275. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more. Get the Facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.